Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Remember that cartoon showing a dog at his owner's computer? The caption was, "On the internet, nobody knows you're a dog." Well, you may think that you have privacy when buying something online, but in reality, information about you is being collected all the time. Now, this information may be sold to other companies, and they'll send you tons of junk email. So today we've got a top three list of things you should know when buying online, and this is from a recent article by the Wharton School of Business. Number one, opt-in or opt-out policies. Whenever you create a profile with an online vendor, read the agreement carefully. Odds are you'll be asked if you want to receive additional offers. Opt-in means you have to check the box to agree to this. But some companies have an opt-out policy. That means you have to make sure and uncheck the box if you don't want your information shared. Number two, even if you're anonymous, you may still have all kinds of targeted advertising sent to you if you use services like Google and Gmail. And number three, just because an online vendor has a privacy policy, it does not mean it won't share your information with third parties. Read these statements carefully before hitting the submit button and protect your online information. At Money Life, we want to help you be a good steward of God's resources. And it's a lot easier to do that if you're prepared for an onslaught of tempting advertising based on your buying habits. For more ways to manage your finances God's way, just visit us online at crown.org.
This has been My Money Life. You can hear this program again online at crown.org. That's crown.org.